From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. CBS News reports that the U.S. Senate passed a continuing resolution 68-13 on January 16th, with Democrats leading efforts to avoid a government shutdown. The House, led by Republicans, has not made as much progress on passing continuing resolutions extending government funding deadlines to March 1st and March 8th to give both chambers time to approve long-term funding. The U.S. government will run out of money at the end of the week. New York Senator Chuck Schumer, the leading Democrat, said they want funds for Ukraine and Israel to fight wars, while House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke about funding for border security.
At stake is the security of our country, the survival of our friends in Ukraine, the safety of our friends in Israel, and nothing less than the future of Western democracy.
We understand that all these things are important, but we must insist that the border be the top priority. I think we have some consensus around that table. Everyone understands the urgency of that, and we're going to continue to press for it.
Read more about this story at CBS News. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that the Catskill School District wants input on future plans at a community forum at 6 p.m. on January 18th in the school library. The meeting is especially for community members that do not have children in the district or parents who cannot attend the parent forum that is part of the planning process for the district's long-range strategic plan. There's also a parent forum at 5 p.m. January 24th in the Catskill High School Library before the Board of Education meeting. Dr. Dan Wilson, Superintendent of Schools, said, and I quote, "I am delighted to share with you an exciting initiative that will shape the future of our school district. The creation of a long-range strategic plan in collaboration with the Capital Area School Development Association," end quote. Students will get to weigh in at the meeting on January 31st. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. WNYT reports that the group New Yorkers for a Fair Economy Coalition have the Amazon warehouse in Skodak at the top of a new list of the most dangerous in New York State. The Amazon warehouse in Skodak in Rensselaer County had an injury rate of nearly 19 per 100 workers, or nearly one injury for every five workers, according to the group. That would be 165 workers with a serious injury in a single year. Neighbors filed an Article 78 lawsuit against the warehouse in 2019 before it opened, and employees unsuccessfully attempted to unionize last year, with the union organizer saying she received an intimidating call about the warehouse. Read more about this story at WNYT. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.